Yo, this is Jamel, and 2019 was probably one of the hardest years of my life, but it was also the most rewarding. I had to learn how to accept that I don't know shit. So now I have a lot to learn, and I want to live life on the edges where comfort doesn't exist. IDK. So here we go. So superficial changes are possible, but real transformation is rare, and it depends upon whether you can become present enough to dissolve the past by accessing the power of now. It's Eckhart Tolle. June 2019, it was after my breakup and the loss of my cousin and my aunt, I decided to take my first solo trip to Sedona. It's been known that like Sedona has these healing powers, and at that time, I needed healing for sure. And I thought it was important to put myself in an uncomfortable situation. Not really uncomfortable. It was important for me to be by myself and feel what that's like. The crazy thing about it is I remember when I was booking my accommodations, I was frightened. I paced around the house for like an hour before I hit purchase. Everything was ready on my computer. All I had to do was click the button. And I didn't want to do it. I was fearful. I think in hindsight, I was afraid of being alone. I was afraid of what was going to come up and how I was going to deal with that. And at that time, I haven't been by myself in about 4 years. But I did it. I booked the trip. I arrived in Phoenix with my books, my speakers. I'm going to play some music in my room. I don't know. My crystals, condoms, because, hey, you just never know. And I go to Scottsdale, which is kind of wild. It's like a mini Vegas. I spend a night in Scottsdale. The next morning, I go on my drive to Sedona. And I was struggling to be present. I remember talking on the phone with this woman I met the night before at some club. And I'm listening to her about her problems. And I caught myself because I remember thinking, Jamel, this is not what you came here for. I was using that woman, I think, to not be alone. But the purpose of this trip was to be alone. So I get off the phone. I never talk to her again. And I get to Sedona. I go on this tour. And I remember I went by myself. And it was a group tour. So I'm with the family. And they're like, oh, my God, you're by yourself? Like kind of sad. And it was just constant reminders, I think, that I was alone. And it was uncomfortable. And I was sad. It wasn't really until I got to my Airbnb and I was actually reading The Power of Now. I had my wine, my Airbnb had a hot tub, and that's when I finally got to just be. And I realized that joy really happened in that present when I decided just to be there. When I just start to focus on the right now, my worries, my fears, my anxiety, my sadness really just went away, and I was left with just me in those moments, and I decided to be grateful. That brought joy. I was grateful that I did it, and I was grateful that I was okay. And the fact that I was okay, I was grateful. It was kind of this circle of joy, if you will, not to sound corny, but I think I realized that every time I'm the happiest are the moments when time feels like it stopped, and time stopped during that time when I was in the hot tub. People who've been in love know that feeling when you're with somebody you love and time just kind of feels like it stands still. And I found that with myself, and that made me grateful. I guess what I'm saying is that past is depression, future is full of anxiety, and present is all that matters. And faith is being present, and that's where I found my joy. To me, that really sums it up. It is deciding to just be here, not to think about the past, because there's nothing you can do about it. The past is depression, because if you're worrying about it, that's all you can do is worry about it. It's over. The future is anxiety because it hasn't happened yet, so you don't even know what's going to happen. And like, if you can just stay here, stay in this right now, everything you want, need, desire is happening, and that's all you have to worry about. If you look at the past and you just say, oh, yeah, I was happy, what are you saying about right now? You can't be happy now? That's where I'm coming from. It is deciding to make this moment the best moment. A lot of people live in the past, and that's not going to get you anywhere. It's over. You don't worry about the future because it hasn't happened. And the crazy thing about it is, if you focus on what you can do right now, your future really lines up. Happiness is something that you can decide to do. If you decide to be present, you can decide every moment to be happy. That's a decision. Happiness is a skill. I think I look at joy as a elevated state of gratefulness. I find that by staying present, by staying in this very moment. I think that's where you can find it. And so, can you plan it? Yeah, maybe. I guess you can plan it by being here and working on staying here. And by here, I mean this moment.